rescuing us, but what a picture of Christ rescuing us found in the Good Samaritan. Somebody say amen. How many of you have heard of the Good Samaritan? I know there's more than that. Just say amen if you heard of the Good Samaritan. All right, we'll begin our reading in verse number 25 to get the context. And we'll read down through verse number 37, and I'll get you out of here very quickly, all right? The Bible says in verse number 25, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? That's a lawyer speaking to Jesus. That's a lawyer asking a question that I believe every one of us want to know the answer to at some point in our life. Matter of fact, I believe every person in this world wants to know the answer to this question in their life. He says, what must I do? What shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Amen. That's tough. Everybody with me? It's tough reading that because I know that I ain't there. I can't say that I love the Lord my God with all my heart. Neither can you. Because we tend to put so many things in front of him. If everything that we did was geared towards his love for us and our love for him, and if we loved him like we should, then there'd be a whole lot more love in the world than there was. Is everybody right? Now, I've seen some of your Facebook, and I know there ain't a whole lot of love in you right now. I've seen some of your social media, and I recognize that there ain't a whole lot of love in some of you right now. Verse number 28, don't get mad at me. Before I leave there, because it's good that he said that we're supposed to love him. That's good. He said we're supposed to love our neighbor as ourselves. You're supposed to love your neighbor as much as you love. Come on now. Don't get quiet on me right here. Don't be start making excuses and trying to justify why you got hatred in your heart. All I can say is I'm thankful that it ain't my eternal security ain't predicated on the law. Because I couldn't keep it. Verse number 28, he said unto him, thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he willing to justify himself. How many of you know that you and I are this lawyer? Yeah, he willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? I can imagine Jesus saying it like this. I'm glad you asked. Because, hey, listen, he didn't want to just leave it right there. Jesus wanted to help him understand. So Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, let me tell you something. It was already bad enough. Jesus done thrown a wrench in there, and right there in the middle of this story when he said that a priest come by and a priest didn't want nothing to do with it. He said a Levite, which was a worker in the temple, he came by and he didn't want nothing to do with it. So you had every form of religious, or religion of that day came by, and according to the Bible, they passed by on the other side. One of them even came and looked at him. Now, is everybody all right? One of them came and he looked on him, the Levite. The priest, he didn't want nothing to do with it. He just passed by on the other side. Like a lot of preachers today. Everybody all right? He just passed by on the other side. The Levite, Church member. He came and looked on them just to see if there was any good information to post on social media. He came to look at him. I've been in a Baptist church long enough to know this. He came to look on and see if there was anything they might have left he could have got. Amen. But the Bible says both of those individuals passed on the other side. Now, that wasn't bad enough, Brother Scott. They threw another wrench in this, and he said, a Samaritan. Now, that just messed them all up. Now, if he'd have said a Jew, then he would have followed along. He would have been following along with his regular discourse of tearing down the religious system of the day. Would have been fine. He could have redirected that. A Jew come by, a Jew helped him. Everybody would have been fine. Nobody would have had a problem. They would have all knew that the meaning of the whole parable was that the religious system will let you down. But Jesus threw a wrench in that thing and he said, a Samaritan. They weren't ready for that because, see, they hated a Samaritan. They hated a Samaritan more so than they did a Gentile. A Samaritan was a Gentile, but a Samaritan was a mixed breed, Jew and Gentile. And a Samaritan all too often claimed the blessings of the Jew while having Gentile blood. Is everybody all right? This was a huge issue to the Jew. Now the heathen was just a Gentile. But for a Samaritan who claims some blessings of God, do y'all see how this could be even worse for the lawyer? See, Jesus just set them all up. They thought, and it sounded real good to start off with because we're just going to deal with the religious leaders, but then he threw it in his lap. Then he threw it in his lap and he says, oh, there's a Samaritan. So understand that as we read the scripture. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto them, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? Don't you hate it when God just kind of throws it in your lap and then says, what you going to do with it? I mean, this lawyer probably thought, well, hey, let's just get off this subject. Like some of y'all, he just tuned out Jesus. When we start hearing something and we know that it's fixing to get all up in our grits, I need some help. We know it's going to get all up in our grits. We know the preacher fitting to step all over our toes because he done got to a subject that hits close to home. Too close, preacher, too close. So we just shut it down. Jesus said, well, let me ask you a question. Which one was the neighbor to the man that fell amongst the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him, wouldn't even call him the Samaritan. He that showed mercy on him, then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. Go and do thou likewise. Looking at this passage of scripture and in the current events of everything that's going on, I need somebody to help me right here. We are a divided nation. You don't believe that, then you need to see, you need to open your eyes. I'm not going to go through all the things that are going on right now, but you just need to open your eyes. The fact of the matter is I've never, and many of you have never seen our nation this divided. There was a time that it was, and we called that the Civil War. But since then, I don't know that we've had a nation as divided as we are right now. There's been division in the nation. There's been division at times, racial division. We've seen that several different times. But now we're dealing with a belief system, indoctrination, if you will. And there is one group that's 180 degrees opposite of the other. As I've said in previous times, there's no compromise between the two. It doesn't look like. And so is everybody with me? And don't get scared. This ain't a political thing. I'm just telling you where we're at. I'm just telling you where we're at today. We're divided. You have the left and you have the right. Brother Edwin put something on Facebook and I stole a picture of it. It said, many don't realize that the left wing and the right wing are on the same bird. Amen. I like that because I think they're both wrong. Is everybody all right? But we're divided. You have the right side, which would, if y'all looking at me, would be the left side. And you have the left side, which if y'all are looking at me, would be the right side. But we have two sides. And I entitled this thing, Choose a Side. I thought this wasn't going to be political. It's not. Because I ain't talking about the right and I ain't talking about the left. I'm right here in the story. There were some that passed by on the other side. And there was one that came to where he was at. And this morning, I'm imploring you to choose a side. What side are you going to be on? Is it going to be the political side that passes on the other side when people are in pain, people are hurting? Y'all may just quit. Let's have an altar call right now. There ain't no sense in going any farther. We ain't even got going yet. We just got a title right now, and I'm already under conviction. What side am I going to choose? When the one that's laying in the ditch believes different than you do. When the one that's laying in the ditch has a different color of skin than you do. When the one that's laying in the ditch has a different attitude than what you do. What side are you on? I'll be honest with you, it's real easy in this life to get so focused on ourselves that we pass by on the other side. I don't know that I'm going to be able to preach this because we don't have no time left, so I'll save this for another day. But I'll give you the gist of it. You pass by on the other side, like the priest and the Levite, and it's convenient. It's convenient. I don't have to get my hands dirty. I don't have to do nothing. I can just go by on the other side and just look at what's going on and say, phew. Go post it on social media. Everybody all right? Don't get all quiet on me about social media. I didn't come here to preach about it, but I will. It's convenient. It's clean over there. You ain't got to get your hands dirty if you're on the other side. You can put the blinders on and walk right past. It's cheaper on the other side because it don't cost you anything. Somebody got to help me now. Don't cost you anything on the other side, Brother Chris. It don't cost you anything on the other side. See, on the other side, you just let people go to hell. It don't cost you anything to do that. You can just go. It's cheaper. It's a lot easier. It's a lot more convenient. It's a lot cleaner on that side. It's a lot more comfortable on that side. Because we don't have to see somebody in that condition and we don't have to picture ourselves in that condition. Is everybody with me? But there's a side, the other side. Got one the priest and the Levite chose, and all too often we choose that side, but there's the other side. I called this, I ain't going to tell you what I called it. Because you'll write it down when I preach it again. Y'all be like, I know that. But the other side, that Samaritan, he reminds me of someone. And man, I'd love to say that he reminds me of me. There ain't nothing good in me. I'd love to say that he reminds me of me and that I would do all those things that he did, but I'll be honest with you, I couldn't say that. I don't carry around no oil. I ain't got no wine on me. Is everybody all right? Let me tell you what, this wasn't grapefruit juice either. Everybody all right? Everybody okay? Hold on, man. I got some grape juice I'm going to pour in you. That's another sermon. I'm sorry. But I noticed some things about this man that I really like. I can identify with, not because I'm that man, but because a man like him came to where I was at. I can identify with the one that was heading downward, that fell amongst thieves, that took everything from me and beat me and left me wounded. That's just people, man. That's just people. Don't expect anything different out of people. People going people. And I've been in the ditch, beaten, left half dead, but there was one that come to me, Brookie. He came to where I was at. And if you saved in here, I need some help right here. He came to where you was at. Came all the way from the portals of glory. He came down to be born of a virgin, to be laid in a manger, to grow up in a barn. Is everybody with me? He came to where I was at. And just like the Samaritan here, that as he journeyed, came where he was, when he saw me, he had compassion. Put verse 33 up there for me, if you will. When he saw me, he had compassion. So not only did he come to me, but he had compassion. When others wouldn't have compassion on me. I need some, man, y'all gonna have to help me. I will preach. I want to get out of here on time, but we ain't gonna do it if y'all don't help. We sent here, we want to see people in their troubles and in their struggles, because as long as somebody else is worse off than we are okay. Amen. We don't want to see somebody get help. We want to see somebody get what they deserve. Unless we're looking in the mirror. But he came to where I was at, seen me in my condition, and had compassion on where I was, and didn't want to leave me there. That is what Jesus wants out of you and I. So choose a side. Are you going to go on the other side and walk around and just look at it, post about it, put something on there, maybe come look just to get a good look at how bad off they really are? Or are we going to go to where they're at? Are we going to have compassion on them? Is everybody all right? Next verse. Are we going to make contact with them? And he went to him and he bound up his wounds. There's somebody that needs help. I'm going to say it again. There's somebody that needs help. There's somebody that's just as broken as you are. There's somebody that's just got a mess. Their life is a mess. Everything that they tried to do has been turned upside down on its head right now. They have no direction, don't know where they're going, and they need somebody who's been through it, somebody that's met the Samaritan, somebody that's seen his compassion, somebody that has felt his hands touch them, somebody that has seen him bind them up. He needs, they need, she needs somebody just like that. We got to make a decision. Is that us? Or are we going to pass by on the other side? He had compassion on him. Made contact with him. He cared for him. He cared for him. Brother Herman, he poured in oil and wine. I'll go ahead and tell you. Nowadays you can buy Walmart at a Jiffy store. Or you can buy wine at a Jiffy store. But back in those days, it wasn't. I'm gonna pull the camel into the next Circle K and get me some wine. Is everybody all right? I'm thinking, Brother Jesse, that wine cost him a little bit. I'm thinking that oil might have cost him a little bit. But in his care for him, cost didn't matter. I like this. I care for him. He let him ride his own beast. First ambulance in the Bible right here. Yeah, you can't call me a liar. First ambulance in the Bible right here. But for that man to ride that Samaritan's beast means that that Samaritan had to walk. Got to be some labor in it. Got to be some work in it. Ain't going to be easy. Caring for somebody ain't cheap. And it ain't easy. The Bible says that he brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day, help me if we will, next. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host. What I could read and discern and understand about this, about 2 to 3 weeks worth of funds to take care of him, for him to heal. And then he said, you know what? That ain't enough. I'm going to come back through to make sure, and I will repay thee if you spend any more. In other words, there ain't no way I'm going to let this cost be on you. I'm done. Choose a side this morning. It's easy to look at everything that's going on and pass by on the other side. Get caught up on the same side that looking down on everybody else. Get caught up on the same side that don't want to get involved with anything. Or we can do as Jesus instructed the lawyer. Go and do thou likewise. How many of you believe that commandment's still good today? If it was good in his day, I believe it's good for us. And we all have an example. If you're saved in this building, we all have an example of a good Samaritan in our life. Y'all help me. They ain't wrapped in flesh and blood. That good Samaritan 2,000 years ago did a work for you and I. He was wrapped in flesh and blood, but you and I ain't. We didn't lay eyes on it. But hey, we know he's alive. And you and I have an example of how we're to treat others through how he treated us. Now, if you're sitting here this morning and you don't know Christ as your Savior, then understand this. You're still in the ditch. And those there's others that'll walk by on the other side, maybe have in the past. I want you to know, as the preacher of this church, I'll do everything I can to come where you're at and help you get the healing and the help that you need. I'll do it, hopefully, as an example to my church of how we are to treat others. But I don't, listen to me, I don't want anybody walking out of this church this morning still stuck in a ditch. When you can go home this morning knowing where you'd spend eternity. The answer to the question that was asked at the very beginning is given in the Bible. Myself and others in this church can show you exactly what God says concerning eternal life. Heads bowed. I told y'all I was done. Y'all better thank me. Y'all better. Where you at this morning? Are you in the ditch? Now listen, this is going to be a hard invitation. Is everybody ready? It's going to be a hard invitation. Because I think if we got real honest with ourselves and with the Lord, many of us would be found on the wrong side over the last few weeks. So instead of just justifying it and just sitting there in the seat, how about we all get up and get around the altar? Say, Lord, I don't want to be caught on the wrong side again. We all got it, preacher included. Say, God, I don't want to be on the wrong side again. I was on the wrong side, preacher. I passed by on the other side, angry. Passed by on the other side, upset. I don't want to be on the other side again, preacher. I can't be on the other side again, preacher. There's too many people whose eternity is dependent on me being on the right side. Choose a side this morning. It's easier on the other side. It's easier to just look down on them and pass by. It's going to cost you something to get involved. But we have such a great example of one who got involved in us. This morning, if you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, as I said, you're in a ditch. Not by your own doing. That's a crazy thing. The Bible says, wherefore by one man sin entered into the world. That was Adam. And death was a result of that sin, according to the Bible. And so the Bible says death was passed upon all men because Adam passed that down to you and I. Just as we pass traits to our children, they look like us, act like us, talk like us. We also pass down that sin nature like us. The Bible says that it included us all. It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So there's nobody's exempt. What I'm trying to tell you is that there's nobody in here that say, I'm not a sinner. The Bible says, the wages of sin. Here's another result. It says the wages, the payment of sin is death. We've seen that all the way back in the garden. We've seen it in Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 12. And now in Romans chapter number 6 and verse number 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death. Now, word death is not so much a physical death as it is a spiritual death. Adam didn't die a physical death when he partook in the garden. He died a spiritual death. Romans 6:23 is talking about a spiritual death, not a physical death. Although physical death is a result of sin, spiritual death is the emphasis here. Spiritual death results in hell. Not created for you and I, but a place of eternal torment for those that reject Christ. The wages of sin is death. The verse doesn't end there. It says, but the gift of God. The gift of God was a good Samaritan. The gift of God we find in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave. That was the gift. He gave. What did he give? His only begotten Son. The gift. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. A gift. How do I receive a gift? I'm glad you asked. The Bible says in Romans chapter number 10 and verse number 13, for whosoever, hallelujah, I'm glad I'm a whosoever, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Simple. Said to confess with our mouth, believe with our heart. Simple. This morning, you know Christ as your personal Savior. If you understand that you're a sinner, if you understand that there's a penalty for your sin, if you understand that there's a Savior that came and died for you, if you understand that he rose again on the third day just as he said he would, that he lives today. Thou believest, the Bible said. Confess. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Maybe this morning you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior and you pray. Maybe you confess to Him, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, if I was to die sitting where I'm sitting right now, I do not know where I'd spend eternity. Lord, I am a sinner. Lost. I need a Savior. Maybe you call on Him and say, Lord, I cannot save myself. This morning, I confess I'm a sinner. Lord, I cry out to You to save me. Change me. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Maybe you say, Lord, I thank You for it. In Jesus' name. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we have had a wonderful service. One I don't want to end, Lord, I can preach at hours. But Lord, I'm thankful for the time that You've given us together, Lord, to worship You, to lift You up. Lord, we come to You this morning all broken. One of my points this morning, we were broken. Laid in a ditch. God, You came to where we were at. Your grace, not because we earned it, Lord, Your grace bound up our wounds. Lord, You pour balm in us, Lord, to heal us from our hurts. Lord, You've carried us on this journey. You've placed us in good places, good ends, Lord, that people can watch after us and take care of us and love on us. God, You paid the ultimate price. Lord, I pray that this church will go and do likewise to others. I pray this morning we choose a side. God, help us not to be on the other side. Lord, thank You for loving us. Thank You for this day. With heads bowed and eyes closed, I'm going to ask this question. I'm done. If you prayed that prayer, you called out on God this morning, I want you to just raise your hand right up. Nobody's looking around. I just want you to be honest. Thank you. You can put that hand down as anybody else. I just want to be honest. Lord, thank You. Lord, one got saved this morning. I'm trusting You for it. God, I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, You help me to be a blessing, an encouragement, a help on their journey.